Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is December 31st, 2025, Wednesday, the seventh day within the octave of Christmas. St. John writes at the beginning of his Gospel, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth." In the final hours of the year, drawing to a close, the Church places before our eyes the eternal beginning. The world marks time by calendars and clocks, but the Gospel opens with eternity. In the beginning was the Word. Before there was light or sound, before creation or history, there was the Word, the Logos. Divine reason, love spoken within the heart of the Trinity. This prologue of St. John's Gospel draws us back to the mystery of creation itself. In the beginning, echoes Genesis. Yet now we see more deeply what was hidden there, that the creative Word through whom all things came to be is not merely an instrument of God's will, but is God's self. The same Word that said, "Let there be light," has now become the light shining in our darkness. And the marvel does not end there. The Word became flesh. These four words contain the entire Gospel. Eternity entered time. The infinite embraced the finite. The Creator stepped into his own creation, not as a distant ruler, but as a child who breathes our air, weeps our tears, and bears our wounds. The one through whom all things were made has come to dwell within the very world he fashioned. John tells us that we saw his glory. His glory is not the blinding fire of Sinai, but the radiant gentleness of divine love revealed in human tenderness. We behold his glory in the humility of Bethlehem, the obedience of Nazareth, the compassion of his healing hand, and the mercy poured out on the cross. This is the glory full of grace and truth. Today, as one year passes and another dawns, we stand between beginnings and ends. The Gospel reminds us that all our times are held within the timeless Word. He was there in the beginning, and he is present now, making his dwelling in the hearts that receive him. The challenge of this day is not merely to look back or to look ahead, but to look within, to find where the Word has taken flesh in us. Has Christ found a dwelling in your heart this year? Has his light illumined the places still shadowed by fear or resentment? Has his truth shaped your words and actions? Has his grace softened what was burdened or hard within you? The Word continues to speak, not in thunder, but in the silence of prayer, in the stillness of the heart, in the sacrament of the present moment. The invitation remains. To those who did receive him, he gave power to become children of God. This is our renewal, our new beginning, not merely a new year, but a new creation in Christ. So as midnight approaches, let your final prayer of the year be one of gratitude and surrender. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, eternal Word made flesh, dwell within me. Speak your life into the places of my weariness. Make my heart your home. Let this coming year be not merely new in number, but new in grace, new in truth, and new in you. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I ask you to share them with others. And if your spirit is moved to put your prayer petition or your own reflection in the space provided below and send it our way, we can all pray with you as we walk through this new year. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.